YouTube allows you to share to Facebook. The only thing I like is I like to share stuff from my blog. I don't want to keep sending them back to YouTube. I want them in my blog. You want them in your area where they can spend time on your site. Okay? Let's see what I got here on the next one to talk about the critical pages that you need here. Let me just see 1 second. Alright, critical pages on your blog. I'm not sure I have this written in here. I think I do. I got it. Don't worry. Alright. So, we'll go to this next page here. Blog. You gotta be somebody that people can count on. You need to blog at least 3 times a week, guys. That's minimal. I mean, you gotta spend time doing that shit. Preferably, you crank shit out every day for the first 6 months. So that there's just so much content on there that people email you and say, I spent 1 hour sitting on your website looking at it. People will do that. A parent that hears about coming to you because they're an athlete will surf your blog and will probably check the last 10 to 20 posts. So if they're really cool posts and action and they see you're speaking from the heart on there, that's going to connect to them and build that trust. And when they come here, they're very much ready to invest and bring them. Same thing with you. You're training a lot of women, okay? It's going to be real important. The women really analyze stuff. So they're going to be looking and seeing, does anybody look like me? Is anybody slightly overweight like me? Are there testimonials? You know, does it look like they're having fun? Are there any guys here? You know what I mean? All that stuff. That's what they're going to be looking for. Tell them what to do. This is what I do at the end of all my Underground Strength Club blog posts. There's got to be an action step. At the end, it always says, call or email me now to set up your trial. I tell them space is limited, it'll take 4 or 5 more people. But I do it at the end of every single one. Because you can't just expect people to be on the blog and suddenly go and find your About Us page. One lady told me my blog was very confusing. She couldn't find the prices. Up top it says, join the gym. She probably thought that if she clicked that button, she'd end up joining the gym. Who knows? That's what she may have thought. So now I've got the About Us, because that's easy. But she couldn't find any of those buttons. Some people are not, no matter what we say, some people just still don't know how to use the internet. Okay? So you gotta have a website that looks clean, not too busy. If it's too busy, they get lost, and they can't find the important shit. Also, in my right-hand corner, it might be in the left-hand corner, I tell them to sign up and I give them something for free. Right now it's just like training tips, something simple to capture the email. Doing this for your gym or for your training, you know, club or business is easier than if it's like the world of internet where you gotta give away a fucking ebook and 5 videos now. For this, some of my parents, they just want to read. What is this stuff going to do for them? That's really what. So I give them like 4 emails broken down into like 2 or 3 tips every email. Okay? That's going to, persuade them to sign up for you. If you don't do that, guys, if you don't invest your money in like 1 shopping cart or the hell's the other one, AWeber or something to do that, you're missing out. You need that email list. You need a list of prospects. You need to be able to contact people. If shit goes bad and you don't have a lot of people, you gotta be able to send out emails. Okay? Alright. Spreading the word. I share it on Facebook and I share it on Twitter. That's where my athletes are now on Twitter. And a lot of people are on Twitter, guys, not to share it, but just to follow it. So they don't even have like their picture up. They just go to follow people. Oprah has a whole shit ton of followers, right? But, I don't know, maybe like 5% or 10% of them are actually active on Twitter. On Facebook, remember how we keep talking about community being king? That's why they're on Facebook. They're connecting with each other. They're connecting with other people. Nobody wants to be alone. Use Facebook. Use everything that your target market is. For your age, what'd you say, 35 to 50 or 25 to 40?
Most of the, speaking of what you were talking about, the emails and everything, sign up stuff, they just started a new thing where if you actually make like a business page, like you have, you know, Zach's page, stuff on my page.
Yeah.
So now I actually have a real world shrink page, and there's a section where literally anything I'm doing, you can it send out anybody who's a fan of your page, or you just say send message to a fan.
Yeah.
And you can write, you know, tell them about your new blog post or whatever. It'll send out to everybody who follows. Not you, but
your fan. Yeah, you have those fan pages. For me, I found that I got too distracted with several pages, so I just keep it to my Zach Evanesh, and I let people know about the blog post, and I just click that sociable thing on the bottom of that shareable. Very important that you're regularly communicating with them. I can't emphasize that enough. It sounds like horseshit, but 1% of people do it. Like, I hear from them, and 6 months later, you know, I hear from them, they just disappear. No good. Regular. For people in the probably late 30s, there's probably going to be a lot of them on LinkedIn. More of the professionals are going to be on LinkedIn. Athletes, you're on Facebook. I don't know how big MySpace is. I just found that there was too much advertising and a lot of craziness like that. So, Facebook is mine. Wherever your people hang out, that's yours. Make sense? You want to be everywhere they're going to be. You think YouTube's huge. When Jared's brother was like recording me for the first time, this was like 5 years ago, dude, they were always like talking about YouTube stuff. I had never really heard of YouTube. High school kids are all over YouTube. All over YouTube. So you got to take advantage of YouTube. Everybody should have a YouTube account. Very important. And easy names to remember. Don't, you know, make your name like, I don't know, like a name and this and a million numbers. Simple shit. Real simple. And tell people, subscribe to my videos. Subscribe to my videos. Even on YouTube, people that are your friends or subscribe to, you can send them a message. I think it goes to their email. Okay? Just say, hey, dudes, just send out another killer video. Check it out. Drop a comment. Engage with people on your blog, let them leave comments on the blog, let them leave comments on YouTube. And never just have people leave comments without you commenting back. It's community, right? It's not like, how you say, authority. You're not dictating. Dictators, they just tell you what to do, they don't engage, they don't communicate, you gotta communicate, alright? I'm trying to really get my younger kids to stop being all over Facebook and get to the blog more. But them being on Facebook, whenever I post videos, they comment below it, so I'm training them to do those things, right? You gotta tell them what to do. You don't need fancy anything. If you got a flip cam, that's great. If not, no sweat. A lot of phones can take great photos and great videos. You can send shit to YouTube right from your phone. Take advantage of that. And if you've got high school athletes, it's okay. Actually, I don't even know if it's allowed. You know, if they want to record stuff like them squatting or something like that to show their friends, let them. They're going to go for like a record deadlift. Say, hey, dude, bust out your phone. Show your friends. Okay? Let them do that. All right. Your blog pages. This is how your blog has to be set up, guys. You've got your main blog, which is just all your blog posts. I spoke about a place for gaining contact information. You need the story up there. So the story could be David's story, Matt's story, or it could be, you know, the name of your gym, the underground, you know, but I like to say, put a story about you. You've got that story about your accident, being told never to walk again. You've got that story about being the smallest kid, whatever it was, and how it built you up. That story is critical. That's the beginning, guys. Alright, that's the beginning. The About Us page. Talk about your expectations. Let's pre-qualify people. Alright? Don't hide your crisis. I don't think you should hide your crisis, because then you're going to be answering the phone just telling people on the crisis. When somebody calls you, ask them how they found out about you. Either write it down or memorize all that shit. And tell them if they haven't, the best way to find out, is go check out my website. I've got all kinds of articles on there. You can see our membership information. And then, if you think it's for you, you can call back, and what we can do is connect and set up a trial. That's a tough way to do it, because you may lose somebody, or you could just say, fuck it, I want to get people's heads in here and say, what we do is we offer a trial workout. You might do a 7-day trial, you might do a 14-day trial. That doesn't mean 7 workouts, but it means 2 to 3 workouts during each week. Tell them what you do about the trials. Those are your 2 options, but your story, about page. Now, testimonials. There should be a link up top that you either say testimonials or success stories. But this says everywhere possible, in all kinds of forms. I want to see shit ton of them on your front page, if you can, before and after. Testimonials where your father sent an email, the kid sent an email about how good he's doing. Get that shit all over. Down the side of the website, if you can. That's going to be the most powerful message sent to people looking at your website. What other people have experienced from you. Videos, photographs, before and after photos. You have to blow that up. Contest sharing. You want to keep people in your gym. You want to keep members, and you also want to get members buzzing about stuff. You do transformations at your gym. I see you have like having them on the fitness member look, and now talking about the weight loss.
Contest me.
I see you have like in the emails you talk about how much weight they lost and shit.
Yeah, we do some before after shots, and we do a fitness client with the 4 components of our business: middle school, high school, fitness, and then our boot camp. And we do a client of the month every month for that.
Each thing?
Yeah, for each thing.
If you want to get buzz going on your blog, you create a transformation contest. Obviously, it's got to be members. It would be awesome if you could get them all to participate. And you can do a transformation training, okay? It could be adding muscle for athletes. It could be adding strength in certain lifts. And it could be the fat loss and weight loss for men and women. But you start doing videos and photos, and that's all you blog about on there, that's a success story every single time. Dude, when Jennifer loses those 10 pounds, or when Jim is freaking got rid of his gut and he just benched 225 for 5 reps, they're sharing it with people. Okay? That's why I call it contest sharing. Blog about it. It's like a journey. Your blog's got to have excitement, entertainment, and education. If all you do is educate, your blog's going to suck. It's just, people, there's education everywhere. Mix it all together. Make it entertaining, make it funny, make it inspirational. Connect with those people as deep as you can every single time. Don't have to ask any of that stuff when you're doing it. Okay? If you don't know how to do it, I tell people that they should be drunk when they do a blog, so you won't be like such a chicken shit. Like, you're drunk, you got like your buzz going, or maybe you're really fucked up, don't do the blog. But if you got like a real good buzz going, and you've had this like, you've got your own like thing running through your head, and you've been like talking about it with yourself, maybe talking to some other people, maybe you want to blow that shit out, boom, put it right in the blog, that'll probably be your best blog post. Get your freedom going a little bit. Okay? Being born is going to kill you. And I said, sometimes you guys should read like fiction books. Okay? Fiction books, comic books, The Hero. That stuff gets you into the frame of mind about how you want to connect with people and how they can connect with you and how you can raise your status and be looked at as the leader. Real important. You guys look at a lot of people as leaders, and it's because they grew their legend, and it's almost like they're fictional characters. Okay? Real important. It's quarter to four. I've got training resources here. Write down Vinny's website, GabrielFitness.com. This thing obviously can be huge. I didn't want to throw out a million training resources or a million business resources, but let's go to, if you go to business resources, I want to talk to you a little bit about each one. Just a little bit. GaryVaynerchuk.com. This guy's just obviously huge with his building of community. And he's very outspoken. And just a guy that's built a huge cult-like following. He's somebody that you can learn from. You should always be borrowing, stealing, whatever you want to call it, from outside industries. This guy's in the wine industry. And they have just like killer customer service. The place is so different.
Is this the guy at the Wine TV?
Wine Library TV.
Yeah.
Very, like, his wine library is a library. It's like several floors. It's like walking through a library. Walking to any other liquor store. It's like fucking dirt bag. It's like a weird place. It's like a scary place. Like, you don't even know what the hell's going on there. His is really like high end. That shit's off the hook cool. This is one place that you need to invest your money. DanKennedy.com. You get like 2 months for free. I think it's like $40 a month, maybe. The one that I have is more expensive. But it is the first 2 months you get this huge thing of DVDs, no, CDs. And it is so fucking cool. It's like, it's about like having the balls to like grow your business to like this whole nother level and like wealth growing, awesome. Any book by Dan Kennedy, read it. All of them. They're called the No BS books. Go to Barnes & Noble, get it. I think number one is you probably want to go with like No BS Wealth Attraction, No BS Guide to Wealth Attraction, and No BS Guide to like Ruthless Time Management. That is huge. A lot of people waste so much time doing I don't know what. Like, a lot of people think like I'm being a dick. If they can't get me on the phone, I'm like, it's fucking, you know, they want to talk to me, I'm like, boom, I got a couple minutes, let's crack. Shoot me an email, fast, boom. You got to be ruthless with your time and spend your time growing your business. PersonalTrainerView.com, a lot of people that you could network with and exchange ideas, and a lot of people in your same boat. Kickback Lights, my buddy Crystal Combs, a lot of real cool personal training and internet marketing. Steve Hoffman, he's all about boot camps, and he's a crazy fucking guy, but a very successful guy, which is oftentimes in the same boat. Most crazy people, they think so much differently, they're abnormal, so they have abnormal success. PT Power, Phaedros Koulion, very cool stuff for training. MakePeaceTotalPackage.com, Clayton MakePeace. Really cool stuff on just like the direction of businesses, where they're going, how to blog, and masscontrolsite.com/blog. Frank Kern, very, very cool shit on, a lot of it is internet marketing, but I borrow his stuff for real world marketing because of the psychological factor he does. Very, very important, and I like these resources a lot. I can't say enough about this stuff, but if you had to go with one that's paid, man, personal trainer you, I think if you're just starting, that's going to be the way to go. And then I think you need to go into, I think that's really cheap anyway. So you should go with personal trainer you and DanKennedy.com. DanKennedy.com is just, it's awesome. And if you got to unsubscribe, you unsubscribe. But man, I've learned just so much from listening to that guy, like his No BS approach to everything. It's something that I love. And you got recommended reading in the back. Nightingale.com is the bottom one. That's a lot of motivational mindset stuff, like the Think and Grow Rich stuff. My car has a shit ton of CDs that I like to listen to from them. Books. Read a lot, guys, and learn to read fast. Okay? Learn to read fast. Try to spend minimal time on external websites that are not going to help you grow your business and get out of where you want to be. How much time we got, Jared? We're on a new one, right? Anybody want to do some final Q&A? Some hard shit. Ask anything, whatever you want.
Zach, I saw the book that you missed us. I know you've read that.
Yeah, I put that in there. I skipped across that and I talked about business systems. The E-Myth is basically, the reason why I have to go on vacation is because the gym has systems. I have a phase one, which is introductory. It's a lot of body weight training, sleds. It's basically, the model behind that is simple to teach, simple to learn, huge return on results. Like, I want to be able to just push that crowd down the back, push-ups, pull-ups, some simple sandbag work, stuff that's going to really build them up fast, strength-wise, power-wise, GPP-wise. It's all in that. I have it all in a filing cabinet. Whole shit ton of copies. New client comes in. Booyah. Here we go. I'll even give it to you before you guys leave. Okay? I'll give you empty ones too. You can fill them out on your own. There's a phase two. When they're done with phase two, they go up to workouts on the floor. All that shit is systematized. Comes a point, guys, where you just want to get out of the gym for a little bit, take a little vacation. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay to step away. And the first thing I did when I had a gym, first thing, is got an intern. The gym opened in mid-June, and the intern started right after 4th of July. Because I knew that the worst number in business is one, unless you are number one. Okay? So, right off the bat. And the e-myth is huge. I read a lot now. I've been reading more than normal, but I probably have a lot of books on audio. And get those books on audio off of eBay. A lot of you guys are going, oh, great freaking book on audio that I forgot to say. Sex, Money, Kiss, Gene Simmons. That book helped me put a lot of money in the bank. Big time, dude.
Sex, Money, Kiss?
Sex, Money, Kiss. Yeah. I mean, aside from the fact that it tells you to never get married, everything else in there is fucking good. You get that thing before you get married, you probably never want to get married the way he talks about it. But man, mentality-wise and leveraging stuff, I never realized how that. First of all, he's a crazy-ass hustler, Gene Simmons, from when he was a kid. The way he leveraged everything and the way he managed his finances and paid for everything in cash. Yeah, I know he was a millionaire, but all his bandmates were like getting married, getting divorced. They were buying like marble floors for apartments, things that would never be theirs, penthouses. They were losing money. He was renting a studio in New York when he was, you know, traveling while everybody else was just blowing away their money. He paid for everything in cash. And he really, really helped me understand how to leverage things. When he found out everybody was stealing the name Kiss, he had like legal notices sent to them that they would be sued and shut down unless they came to this big Kiss convention that he would hold in Michigan. They would have to show up for free. They would have to play on stage, so they thought they were getting exposure. But instead, he was collecting all the money that people had to pay to get to see this Kiss convention. He sold all the shirts. He gathered all those fucking Kiss ripoffs. He leveraged the fuck out of it and made a shit ton of money on everybody that was ripping off on him. He did all that shit. You know, that is a great audio CD or book if you want to read it. Go with what you're good at. If you're driving a lot, you better pump CDs in your car. Very, very important. Okay? So, Sex, Money, Kiss, you gotta crank that. Questions? Anything? Crank them out now. We can pause this.
What do you do to get your kids? I really like the idea like you do. Like Paul said, does a football game. You said you're doing a rafting trip.
We need to do that. Whitewater rafting trip. The strongman contests are huge. It is crazy how many dudes are nuts for the strongman contest that I have coming on Friday. By the way, that's also a fundraiser for Leukemia and Lymphoma. You should definitely be doing a fundraiser then. And be connecting with the local newspapers to cover it. You should even like try to get like kids from the local college, like journalism kids, to, like write about that shit. I know it just depends on the time of the year. Being able to compete at Joe DeFranco's is huge. There's also a place here called Fairway Golf. It's a driving range and batting cages and race cars. Those like little race cars. So I want to organize our guys to go there, and just the fact that they hang here and develop great friendships, like, they all go, like, one of them goes to Rutgers, another one's at Johns Hopkins, a couple of them are in Pennsylvania, some are at King, one kid's dad was a bar, you know, all these kids have pools, one of them has an indoor pool in his house, so, like, all these relationships that they're building, it's like, hey, Friday, for strongman, go to Kyle's bar, then go to Kyle's bar. His house or the pool is. Other dudes have pools, so we're just really, you know I harp on it, this community building stuff, but that's why people are here, guys. That's the That's a huge reason why we're successful and why other places are successful. So any kind of trips that you can do, one thing that I was thinking of doing, just sometimes I get so busy, like you let it slide. There's a theater here and I wanted to get the theater, rent it, and play Pumping Iron. But I don't know if my kids would do that.
Rent out a theater?
It's like a theater that they do like recitals and stuff, so it's not always open, like you pay for it. And what I would do is basically all the, I would definitely obviously want to cover the rent, but all that money would just go to a charity. So I'd want to come up with, there would be another charity that I'd want to go to. Maybe they would want to watch, like what some movie, it could be Rudy, I don't know, that's kind of a long movie. Maybe just some sort of like cool movie, or even, you know, it would be cool, a comedy. Get like a written comedy that they could come to a movie, and when everybody's done, just like, you know, get things like that where people are, you know, hanging together. I know with CrossFit, somebody, I think they rented a theater to do their new movie every second cast. So they have like everybody go to that. But that's, they're all CrossFitters, so that's what they're going to want to watch. If you've got all those families, you should just get like some, like a pretty cool comedy movie or some shit like that. And see if there's like some sort of like forum theater that you could rent. And all the money goes to a charity. It would be really cool if somebody in your gym is connected to the charity. Like, you know what I mean? Like something like this Leukemia Lymphoma. That's what I'm connected to because Alan Cosgrove helped me really build a gym. If you guys know, I mean, it's been a touchy subject, but somebody in the gym, if a family member has cancer, you know somebody's sick, it's, sometimes people don't want all that attention, but maybe for a local cause, maybe you know, like, in a town or an area about 20 minutes away, there's a lot of homeless, okay, or food shelter, and you want to donate to that, okay, or to the inner city school, or anything like that, that you could do that takes care of people and spreads the good, you're going to be, it's going to be powerful. What do you guys think? Questions? Got anything?
Just one question.
Yeah.
I have a friend I know who, she runs her a dance studio. She's very, very successful. And I asked her just last week at a wedding. I was like, what are your rates? Like, how do you, you know, when you charge your groceries anywhere from 50 to 250 a month? She said, just depends on, like, the package they get or, like, if they're getting ready for a recital. I said, how, you know, because every kid, she's like, usually most kids pay 250 a month. I'm like, really? She's like, I said, so are they paying their cash? She goes, well, some do. And she said, I offer fundraising once a month. Like, she'll send kids a tag.
And you're like, out of the...
Yeah, but she said that the money, the tag would helps them go towards, she said, some families can't, you know, afford $250 a month, but they still want their kids
to go out and they, like, do the thing, like, wait in between cars for money?
Well, no, they'll go to, like, not that. They'll go to, like, stores, you know, or set up something, set up a booth with her. I didn't know. I never heard, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Me personally, I don't know. I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that. I have those kids that train free, but they have to clean and do stuff.
Yeah.
Those people that train free, they really got to get them. You know, I really need to push them too. Like, you're training for free. I haven't had a referral from you. We need to do something about that.
Hold them accountable for.
Yeah, I think it's only fair that, you know, stuff like that should happen. If I'm training for free, I really want you hitting the pavement, doing stuff, and, you know, it's that's just becoming a catchy thing, free. You know, in the beginning, you're going to be pumping that shit in, but, you know, I don't like when a father tells me I lost my job and I'm waiting. Like, there is no fucking waiting for a job. If you're a father, like, you better go to Home Depot and get a job or just start mowing lawns. Like, you got to figure that out. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to say no. But I don't know, like, fundraising every month, it just... Then what are you going to do? Then, like, it's like, you know what might happen? Like, I fear that the people with money would try to do the fundraising.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not going to be for everybody, guys. Even at $125 a month is sometimes going to be too expensive for some people. And the lower, the people that always want that cheap shit, they're going to try to cut corners on everything, and they're going to be your worst client. Worst client. And you need to be ready to fire people. I had a mom that was traveling here with her son, bless his baseball player. I really love that kid. And she wanted to pay, is he coming 3 days a week? Yeah. She wanted to pay like $200 in the beginning of the month, $150 in the middle of the month. I said, no, she was bugging out. I do this everywhere else, blah, blah, blah. I said, I don't care, da, da, da. And then I became a pussy and I said, all right, you're going to punish your kid. I'm not going to punish him. Boom. You know, she's on time in the beginning, then that second payment, it's like the third week of the month, instead of the second week, and then the next month, instead of the first day, becomes the first week, and then we skip one, and then I said, peace out, you're done. You know, stuff like that, that gets the word out. Another dad came here, it's like, you know, you could tell, he's just like, he's really that, like, alpha male dad, he, like, runs the whole, like, baseball, like, thing here. He wanted his son to come. His son was, man, I never heard a kid talk about dedication. I just want a kid from his school that got recruited, I forget where. He's in the NFL now. So I want to be that guy that never talks about, I want to do this, I want to do that, blah, blah, blah. And I tell them that if you need to rearrange scheduling, you need to change something, this is the phone number. You need to call the gym, not your dad. You need to be able to call the 94. Came to the trial, did good. He was supposed to show up on Tuesday at like 7. I had a phone call at 6:30. So I sent dad an email and I said, you know, he was supposed to show up. We had this conversation about responsibility and commitment. I said, maybe this is not for him. And dad bugged out. It was like, he was sick. He was trying to call you all day. How dare you? Blah, 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 blah. He was like bugging out. He's like, I'm going to take my business elsewhere. I was like, what a dumbass. So I emailed back. I was like, first of all, and this is what I said. I go, you can't threaten me by saying you're going to take your son somewhere else. I go, number one, you're punishing him. I go, number two, I had messages on the phone. He could have left a message. And I said, he spoke about responsibility and we made that clear. Remember when I said to you, I said, do you understand? Does that make sense to you? Now repeat back to me what we just spoke about. We did that whole thing. And to make a long story short, I told him, I'll even recommend you elsewhere. I'll tell you where else to go. But here is really nowhere good to go. I mean, if he goes, like there's this one place that would be not too far from him. We had a kid go there. That kid came here after 6 months. He's like, damn, but he had me do pull-ups. That kid was at this place for 6 months and never did a pull. He was doing everything on one leg. So that's where his kid's probably going, to the one-legged, no pull-up place, right? To like make it faster. It's like, go wherever you want. Then the father told me, he goes, I gave the father the pamphlet and the kid this thing and I made them plug in the number in the cell phone. Then the father in the final email tells me that the father lost the pamphlet. So I said, it looks like you're the one with the responsibility problem. So that's it, done. He was done. I didn't even give them a chance to make it up. The kid was sick and if the father didn't blow up on me, from the beginning, I would have said, you know what? No worries. He was sick. Mistakes happen. Let's make this happen next week. But he blew up. And when you blow up on that, I'm fucking man. I'm fucking you. So I was just, that's the people that you don't want to. But then you know what happened? This week, we had a trial come in. And that kid is literally transferring high schools because his father is always shouting shit on the sideline during the games and the parents are just sick of it. And that dad said, we don't even want to go to school because of that father. So you're going to have to do that. You also know why there's no chairs here? So no parent can sit there and coach anybody. If I could say there's one glaring weakness to this gym, definitely I need that EFT going. And number two, I would love a parent waiting room. Okay? So make those things clear before you train. You know, parents say, we want parents that are supporting us and trusting us. We can't have you in here coaching, shouting, and making your kid feel uncomfortable. You need to trust us that we're going to do the job. And that's why there's no more chairs. Because once they're breaking, she's done. Any other questions? James.
If you're going out to do a demo, I like speaking to a wrestling group, I had an opportunity to go to another house that I got put on that month. How much time should it take?
Whatever they give you. Yeah, whatever. Well, it should be hands-on, big time. You can give a 1 to 2 minute introduction. My name's James Schultz. I run Schultz Training Systems, Sports Training Systems, or whatever you want to call it. specialize in training soccer players just like you guys. But the difference is what I do is I give players the edge. All you guys are here in a club, I take those kids that want to go from here to here, and I make them faster and more explosive and give them high octane conditioning. So what I want to do is give you guys a little taste of what we do. We're going to go do some bodyweight training. So let's go.
Boom.
We just get them rolling. Did you do the thing with Matt when we were at Fast Track? I'll do stuff like that when I'm in the rest of the club with all the animal walks, the tumbling, the car wheels. They're doing wall walk. I basically like bust them up for a good like 20 minutes. And I give them a little taste of like what we do. But I always give them the stories of who's in there. Dave Gitch, he's, you know, they're kids that come with me. They're like the most improved, the all state, the best. So I highlight that. And then when I leave, I say, first I've collected emails, and I also have that special offer at the end. If you leave that special offer on paper, which is what I did last time, it's okay. I've always got a better response when there's a lot of parents there, and I say, special offer ends when I walk out the door. Okay? So you want to, you know, if you can get 20 minutes, you're golden. 1 to 2 minute intro, 15 minutes hard, 2 minute closeout, and then while you're doing the closeout, the kids are, you know, signed and getting their emails. Okay? And you should also have a flyer for everybody with facebook.com/ whatever it is, and your website and all that shit. Okay? Don't leave any of that stuff out on the table. What do you think, fellas?
Good?
Good?